Hello, hello, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show, featuring this time around the Trade Paperbacks, which is a comic book podcast that talks about comics issue by issue. And this is a little bit foreshadowing since we have number one month coming up, but the grab bag did pull a number one this time around, this time from Chaos on the Edge.
Chaos was the publisher?
Chaos Comics.
Chaos Comics.
It's just called Chaos. I don't think it's like Chaos Publishing or Chaos. But anyway, their slogan is Chaos on the Edge!
Exclamation point.
And while you review the comic, since I don't feel like my input's going to bring too much, I might argue, your numbers look pretty spot on. I looked up the history of Chaos, but I'm going to pull it back up.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know anything about Chaos. I'd never heard of the comic. I'd never heard of the Chaos.
All right, so today we're talking about The Haunted, number one, from January 2002. It'll run you $2.99 if you could travel back to 2002. And it starts out with a girl looking into her trash locker where we have a hanged rat.
Mm-hmm.
On her locker is spray painted, very tiny spray paint. I don't know if you've ever vandalized anyone in your life, but I could never tag that small. So I don't know what they use.
Yeah, maybe there's like a special attachment you can get for your spray can that like
to make fine allows text. You to like fine. Yeah. But it like says go home. It says tramp.
Tramp.
It says freak. Yeah. And tramp is a term that we don't really hear a lot.
Yeah.
But she does, speaking of the word freak, she does have very creepy hands. I'm not sure.
You got to sell your artistic stuff. So you have the creepy girl with the... Should I do the scores first before we talk about
Yeah.
Because that's been the thing that we do. So I was genuinely surprised by this comic. We'll go through why that was. So with regard to the dialogue, I gave it a 7. And now I'm going to want to thumb through this because I gave it back to you so that you could read it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did.
So I don't remember why I liked the dialogue so much. But like, I feel like the dialogue was like, it wasn't overly wordy. And it was also like kind of, it was stylized a little bit. Like it felt like it had a place in the world. Like not just, this is just people saying stuff. It also felt like, kind of like it felt like a very specific town of the Midwest that would speak like this. There's a little bit of that in there, but anyway, this is a very my scores are very consistent here. So for the cover and just the general artwork, I gave it a 7. It's got like a very alt vibe in everything's portrayal, but like it's done really well, and the shading and everything's really good. So I actually liked it a lot in terms of the artwork.
What'd you give it for art?
I gave it a 7.
I'd go higher.
Okay, you'd even go higher? Okay.
Yeah. Whatever your final is, we might take it up a half.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be able to do that. So, what's next? Plot and story.
Mm-hmm.
Plot and story. Like, I was really caught off guard. I thought this would be just kind of like a stupid, like, scary book.
So did
thing.
I. That's why I grabbed it.
And I was really caught off guard. It's like a very compelling story, and I don't quite know what's going on, but it's actually gripping. In some ways. So I gave that a 7 too. It's not all 7s, but I gave that a 7 too. So yeah, we'll talk about that. Next is character development. I gave that a 6 because, I don't know, maybe it just needs a few more issues, but it's like...
Well, it's only a 4-issue series.
Oh, okay. So this is a limited thing.
Yeah, number 1 of 4, right there.
Oh, it does say of 4.
Yeah.
I did not notice that. So... I think they were spending more time setting up the premise than developing the characters. But, like, there's clear conflict between them. I could be convinced to raise that to a 7 to unify my whole scoring system. But, like, I thought it was actually really, really well done, but not outstanding in terms of the character development. Would I recommend it? Actually, I was so surprised by it. Yes, I would definitely recommend it. A 7 for that as well. So I think if we're going to raise the 1 to an 8... My overall score still ends up being a 7, but I would go a 7.5 overall.
Okay.
Because I was so caught off guard by this comic book. I thought it was going to be a dumb little, like, a comic book for people who like horror movies when they're 19. You know those people? My brother was one of those people. One of my brothers was, like, totally into Saw, totally into all these horror movies, which are basically just, like, gore flicks and jump scares. And that's it. I think my brother was really into, what was that one that everybody really liked? It was a found footage thing of, it was supposed to be like, it was like people would like recording stuff inside their home and
Paranormal Activity.
That's it. Yeah. Never even saw it myself.
Okay.
But he loved that movie at the time. So anyway, I thought it was going to be like that, but it's totally like, I don't know. They're setting something up that's genuinely interesting. This girl like has like the ability to see things that are happening in real life, either when she's dreaming or she's having an out of body experience of some sort. And then like there's some real like threat going on where people are in serious danger and there's monsters and stuff.
And then the rest is like, you know, the comic book, it's only half the comic book. And then there's like this weird,
yeah,
chaos lifestyle. So it's all the people that work there.
Yep.
And, it is quite the workplace from what I can tell.
Yeah.
It looks
definitely
like
very monster vibe.
There's a lot of biting,
yeah,
of people.
And which there's other people's artwork and like,
yeah, you know, like a contest.
Yeah.
So it's very, very odd. Now I would
very much a culture. It seems
it is a culture. All right. So I would like to say something, about chaos since as I'm looking at their employees, drinking and,
carousing,
having a great time. You know, I was young at one point.
In the distant, distant past.
A very long time ago. I quit doing things like this when I was 17, actually.
Mm.
People,
and these are adults. Like, some of these are like 40-year-olds.
All my partying was done prior to the age of 21.
Mm.
So, anyway, I'm looking at this Fiend Fest.
That's why we don't work at places like this.
Fiend Fest 2001.
Fiend Fest by Chaos.
By Chaos. Chaos Lifestyle.
The Chaos.
So anyway, this comic came out when? January 2002. Okay. Chaos was founded in 1993, Scottsdale, Arizona, the same place of this party here.
Okay.
And they published their first title that year. A lot of their comics, like their big thing was a line called Lady Death. Okay.
Okay.
The company dealt with a copyright infringement accusation.
Oh, okay.
In 1997, when horror writer Nancy A. Collins, who has approached people legally in the past, apparently, claims they based Chastity, a character from the Chastity comic book line, which had a whole bunch of different Chastity comics.
This is something you were aware of?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
She believes that the storyline was stolen from Sonya Blue, which is her most popular character, I guess. So
I've never heard of it.
Neither have I. I've never heard of the author nor of Sonya Blue, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get sued.
It's like a book series or something.
I'm not going to say anything. Chaos Comics filed bankruptcy in late 2002, so a few months after this comic was released.
Oh, so she killed the organization.
I don't even know. I don't think so. I just think that it just was going to happen anyway.
Okay, so they were like on the edge, and then they,
because if they got copyright infringement accusation in 97, you're not going to automatically go to business 2002.
Well, wait a minute. This came out in 2002. When did she sue them?
97. They did fine after.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they folded after that.
No, not folded after that. But I'm just going through their timeline. 2002. So a year after this party. They didn't have a 2002 party.
Oh, a year after this party. Okay. So they were just spending too much money on the celebrations of...
I don't know.
Of, you know, some amount of...
You know, it's funny. I feel like, especially after reading this comic, I feel like I could have really got into their stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, I like horror just as much as the next guy.
But they're not around anymore is the thing.
No. So here's the deal. Declared bankruptcy in late 2002. All the characters were sold off to Tales of Wonder.
What is
Tales
that?
Of Wonder, it's a comic retailer.
Oh, okay.
Tales of Wonder sold the rights of those characters to Devil's Due Publishing.
Okay.
Now, after Devil's Due Publishing went under, the rights to Chaos Comics characters went to Dynamite Entertainment.
Okay.
And I like Dynamite.
And they're still around.
They're around.
They're Dynamite, is what you're saying.
They're Dynamite. So, yeah, the actual character of Lady Death, which was one of their more popular ones, was sold to Cross Gen Entertainment, who later filed bankruptcy. than the rights of...
So, like, some of this, some of these properties, in fact, were albatrosses, so to speak.
Yeah. The rights of that character went to Brian Pulido, who is with Avatar Press, and then founded Boundless Comics just to do Lady Death. So, anyway, that's where we are. Dynamite, who I like, as I said, Lady Death was kind of an important character.
Yeah.
So they created a new character called Lady Hell with Lady one L. H-E-L.
Oh my gosh.
So Lady Hell will be getting her own comic in the future.
Oh, that's coming up?
Dynamite. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
So there is a trickle-down effect that happened with this closure.
So it's like Lady Death, like the Grim Reaper, but a girl?
I guess. I just know
the only thing I know of that's referred to as Lady Death was that sniper in World War II, the Russian sniper who killed like 78 Nazis.
Oh no, no, this is completely fantasy.
Okay, yeah, right. I figured based on chaos, it's some horror thing.
So we'll see what Dynamite does with it. I could look into it. Dynamite probably most famously known for doing The Boys, which is now an Amazon.
Oh, it was a TV show, right? Yeah.
Well. Nothing is a TV show first. let's just be clear. Nothing starts out as a TV show.
I didn't know, you know.
But The Boys would be probably the most notable Dynamite entertainment release of the past, since they came out in 2004, actually. So anyway, I think the characters will be safe there, and Lady Hell can reign supreme over them. And I'm sure it will be a great time.
Yeah.
Great time. Some may even call it chaotic. All right, so we've got quite a few minutes left. There's no timer anymore. What else you want to talk? You talked about the story. There's no ads really.
Just there's really no picks. Ads. It's party picks.
Just party and, picks.
Like other. Yeah, it's like other. Oh, hey, check out this chaos stuff. You know, get involved with chaos. You know, so
and
that Maxwell Smart can come after you.
You know, I wouldn't. Oh, that's funny. Weird reference.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get it. Here's Lady Death, okay? There's Lady Death.
Oh, okay.
That's Chastity.
Okay.
This is Purgatory.
Purgatory.
With an I.
Oh, yeah. With an I.
Very clever.
Sounds like Tory, but from Purga.
Yeah. Purgatory. Well, you know, I could. I probably would have been so.
You know, they didn't call her Red Purgatory because she's red, though.
That's true. I would have read these. I mean, yeah. I would have been. I mean, I would have to be a lot younger. And I'd have to be like a lot more.
There's
bored.
Definitely like a you know an erotic draw for the boys. So
I guess I don't really I don't think that is necessary, but I guess so.
Well, no, I mean, it definitely wasn't in the what is this? The Haunted. Yeah, you know, I thought for a moment maybe it's The Haunting, but that was definitely more just like it's very alt art, but it just worked.
Yeah, I thought it was very straightforward.
I didn't think there was anything in there that was like particularly gratuitous or anything.
There was the principal and the nurse.
Yeah, that's true. But I kind of scrolled past that pretty fast.
Oh, okay.
Because that was kind of creepy, especially in our day and age, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, I mean, I don't think they'd still be around in 2024. Let's just
doing that, yeah.
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 Probably. So I'm sure Dynamite, you know what? I think I'll make a mental note to do a follow-up and purchase a Dynamite comic that uses
chaos. One of those properties.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll make a mental note. Dynamite Entertainment versus Chaos.
Right.
We'll see. We'll make that happen.
I guess that does bring up. I know we have no timer, but like we do have.
Oh yeah, we're gonna move on with our
expectation.
Lives.
Like roughly, our episodes should be approximately.
And we don't want to waste your time either.
But no, I do have a question because it's like. From a business perspective, if your business has failed and you have all these IPs, those IPs, like, those end up being a bargain for somebody who thinks, maybe I can actually turn this into something. You just didn't do it right. You weren't marketing it right. You weren't organizing your printing correctly, whatever.
Something, whatever.
Like, maybe it was on the business aspect rather than the creative aspect that this thing went under. But it could also be the IP sucks. And I guess the question is, like, I guess it's just up to whoever buys it to do something with it. But it does raise the question of, like, you know, if a business like this goes under, some of these IPs, they're just gone. Like, somebody bought them, but maybe they don't have the business savvy or the creative talent to bring it out in a new form or to keep going with it. And so that thing that you had, it's out there. Somebody owns it, but it's also gone. And maybe it doesn't even have a provable value anymore. So that person may have bought it thinking they could do something with it, didn't have the business chops to put a thing together and to get the marketing going, to get the distribution going. And now it's just like stuck in there for whatever. It's like stuck as his property until however long after he dies that the copyright expires. Or I guess it's another question is like, Superman is owned by somebody, or is it just like, is it still going on? I mean, Stan Lee's gone. So is it a certain period of time before that just becomes public domain, or are they going to be able to reserve this thing because it's owned by a corporation? I don't know. There's like all these questions going through my mind from the business aspect, which I know is why people tune in to this show, is to hear the business aspect of these things. But it is an interesting perspective of like, this company was at clearly doing some things really, really well, and it didn't work for them in the long run. But like those properties are out there, and I don't know, is it still happening? I don't know. It's just, this is where my mind goes sometimes when I'm thinking about these things.
So I do have a Lady Hell comic on Amazon.
Oh, so it's out.
Yeah, we're reading stuff that's in the 2000s. Time has passed.
I thought you meant that like they were still doing these things, and now they're bringing out a new and introducing a new character.
I don't know if that's my style. Look at these panels. That's
pretty rough. Why is it not blue, Lady Hell?
Yeah, she is wearing quite a lot of blue. I'm not really sure what happened, but well, I'll get something. I'll find something out there. But we'll probably just wait. We'll wait until Graphic Novel Month comes around again. All right, so pretty good score, right? What was it?
7.5.
7.5. That is very high.
Yeah.
Make sure to tune in to the next episode where we talk about everything we talked about. So
the monthly sum up.
Yeah, it's basically just talking about the same stuff we sum talked up to sundown. About. But we also make an announcement about next month.
Yeah. And I don't even know what we're doing next month. So,
well, if we're going in order, it would be first issues.
Oh,
number ones.
Okay.
Remember, so this was a foreshadowing.
Back around. That's right, because we did Grab Bag, then we did first issues, then we did graphic novels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we did Grab Bag again, and that's what we're finishing up. Yeah.
Yeah. This was Grab Bag.
Okay. So
that's why it's so random.
We've got the program now.
Yep. And big announcement for the next month coming up on the finale. So make sure to tune in.
Can't wait.
See ya.